Chapter 2. Searching for the Spill. Early the next morning, Rachel helped her mother, Vicky, harvest herbs from the garden. Drops of dew covered the plants and sparkled in the sun. Rachel had learned from her mother that it was best to pick herbs in the morning when their flavor was strongest. Rachel loved to rub the velvety sage leaves between her fingers. The smell reminded her of turkey and dressing at Thanksgiving. Suddenly, Vicky snapped her fingers. "I forgot. Your dad wants some parsley for the potatoes." Rachel loved it when her dad, Tom, cooked hash brown potatoes with parsley and onions for breakfast. When she entered the kitchen with a bunch of parsley, her dad was talking on the telephone. "Why don't you wait till this afternoon, Claude? I can go with you then." "Hello?" Rachel waved the parsley to get her father's attention. She wanted to speak to Claude, but Tom had already hung up the phone. Her father shook his head in exasperation and told her that Claude was determined to find the source of the oil. Her father had tried to persuade Claude to wait for others to help him, but he stubbornly refused. The veterinarian, Dr. Winters, had examined Scratch yesterday, and Rachel knew the dog would be able to go with Claude. He wouldn't exactly be searching all by himself, but Rachel knew what her father meant. She wished she'd been able to give Claude some idea about where Scratch might have been yesterday. Later that morning, Vicky went outside while Rachel and Tom cleaned up the kitchen. Vicky's voice came through the back door. "You'll never guess who I found in my herb garden." "It's not Scratch, is it?" Rachel asked in alarm. "No, silly, it's me." Abra followed Vicky into the kitchen. "I'm here to help you make pies, as we all know cooking is not your area of expertise."